How are you?
Good to see you again. I am awesome as always. The warm weather is here. The hot weather on its way. Won't be far behind. We humans can suffer the effects of heat stroke, and our dogs can too. Some breeds more at risk than others, and there are health issues that come into play as well, and that's where you're heading with this week's top 10 list.
That's true. My number one is brachycephalic breeds, breeds with short faces such as pugs, Pekingese, mastiffs, and boxers, are at a higher risk of overheating since their shorter airways do not cool as efficiently with other breeds. My number two is dogs with dark or thick coats. As we learned in elementary school, light colors reflect heat and dark colors absorb heat. Dark-coated dogs such as Black Labs, Dobermans, and Rotties, which are my favorite, will have a harder time dissipating heat than white-coated dogs. And my number three is dogs with respiratory diseases. Any dog that is coughing, sneezing, wheezing, experiencing nasal discharge, lung congestion, or any pulmonary disease will be at greater risk of heat stroke. And number four is overexerted dogs. Dogs who are not accustomed to warm weather need time to adjust. Heat stroke doesn't always occur in extreme temperatures. Some dogs can have a heat stroke in an air-conditioned room if they become overexcited and active. Do not work or exercise your dog on hot days or in the heat of the day. And don't rely on the dog to know when enough is enough. And number five is older dogs and puppies under 6 months or six dogs, especially dogs with heart disease or poor circulation who cannot dissipate heat efficiently. And my number six is dogs with fever or on certain medications. When temperatures reach 106 degrees Fahrenheit and above, the dog is in danger of heat stroke. Or if a dog is taking certain medications, such as diuretics, are more susceptible to heat stroke. And number seven is dehydrated dogs. Dogs unable to reach water can become dehydrated quickly on hot days. Panting also hastens dehydration. And number eight is overweight dogs. Overweight dogs may have lessened breathing efficiency and tend to hold the heat. And number nine is muzzled dogs. Dogs wearing muzzles cannot breathe or pant efficiently on warm days. Heat strokes have been reported in dogs standing under a grooming parlor dryer while muzzled. So for those of you that have to muzzle your dog, please remember, use a basket muzzle versus these Velcro muzzles that are out there. Make it a lot easier on your dog. And number 10, dogs who have had previous heat stroke. If a dog has had heat stroke before, he will always be more susceptible to another. If your dog falls into one or more of these groups, take precautions. When the heat index rises above 75 degrees Fahrenheit, heat stroke is serious. Heat stroke is much easier to prevent than to treat. Remember that heat exhaustion can happen to your dog on a very hot and humid days, and your dog can develop heat stroke, and that occurs when the panting does not reduce the dog's temperature in their body, and when your dog is subjected to prolonged exposures to high temperature. Remember, heat stroke can be fatal, and early signs of heat exhaustion include rapid breathing, heavy panting, and salivating. How to treat an overheated dog is you take your dog to a shady, cool place, try to apply some water to the dog's neck, head, and chest, and speed up evaporation. You may want to take off your shirt if you can. God forbid if it happens to you and you're a woman. And fan the dog vigorously because the evaporation process will cool the blood. Don't apply ice because that's just going to constrict the blood flow. And remember to give your dog some cool water in small amounts, because if he gulps it down too quickly, he'll end up throwing it back up. Or you can even give your dog some ice cream, or ice cubes are a good alternative. Don't forget to take your dog to the vet for further treatment. And those are my top 10.